New Year's Eve is a good time to evaluate the closing year and to look ahead. And PR's Verdeme Grosvenor remembers friends who passed away this year. She's decided not to dwell on the loss, but to focus on what's left.
Josephine Premies dazzled. A beloved Josephine offering her dramatic greeting, "Oh, hello, darling," as she walked down our block on New York's Upper West Side. Josephine in Dior instructing the butcher about exactly how to cut her filet mignon or her osso buco. Brooklyn-born Haitian Josephine sashaying across a Broadway stage in the 1957 musical Jamaica.
Little peanut, I'm your toaster.
Josephine, the elegant hostess who swept to the rescue when my daughter got sick at school and I wasn't home. "Don't cry, darling. It's going to be all right." And it was.
Matrimonially, you best get along without me.
Calvin Herndon wrote the landmark study Sex and Racism in America, published in 1965. But Calvin never let his titles, author, scholar, critic, writer, get in the way of a good laugh. He had what I call a Southern laugh that came out in an earthy roar that continued long after the joke was over. Calvin was a serious poet, and I can see him walking along Avenue B on the Lower East Side, carrying a shopping bag that he said was full of poems. This is from the one he called The Gift Outraged. Moon out of orbit nightly, I have prowled the streets of my neighborhood, encountering ragged cats who screech away as I lean from garbage can to garbage can, to green light, to red, to yellow, to green again. When finally, in all the dingy window panes of New York's Lower East Side, red dawn catches my profile and plays it back to me like a galaxy of twisted mirrors.
Her hair is hollow gold. Her lips sweet surprise. Her hands are never cold. She's got Betty Davis eyes.
We used to say that Betty Davis had Barbara Carter eyes. When Barbara looked at you, you felt you'd been seen, and if you weren't on her love list, the experience might feel uncomfortable. Barbara and I walked together on Avenue B one day. We'd been to a brunch and I was wearing a French crepe dress that I'd made myself. The dress had a long skirt and I thought I looked smashing. "It's French crepe! It's French crepe!" I kept saying. It started to rain, but at her street, Barbara just went on upstairs without offering me an umbrella. By the time I got home, my long dress had shrunk to a micro mini. Barbara often reminded me of how I got on everybody's nerves that day, and we laughed for years about vanity and French crepe in the rain. He was a know-it-all, that David Jackson. If you said you were going to the library to look up anybody or anything, David would tell you where to find it, and he was always right.
Don't call my name, don't call my name. Got me when I hear when a ball and chain, baby, please won't go, baby, please won't go.
David Jackson was a conjure man, an essayist, a cook, a teacher, a teller of stories, fiction and nonfiction, and he loved the blues. I know what he'd say if he knew I was feeling so bad that he, Barbara, Calvin, Josephine, and other old friends all left me this year. Now, you know, he'd say, the only way not to leave is not to enter.
NPR's Verdeme Grosvenor.
Baby, please don't go. Baby, please don't go. Baby, please don't go back in New Orleans. You know I love you. Baby, please don't go.